Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What do you know about Jesus? Well, we're not going to sing that song, but I feel like running. Amen. Glory be to God. He's all right. I tell you, glory be to God. God has been so good to us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to be prepping for the word today because God has a powerful message for us, and he wants us all to understand that. Glory be to God. There's none like him. None. Nowhere in this universe. He's God Almighty all by himself. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I thank you and give you the praise, Lord God, for another opportunity, Lord Jesus, to be a vessel that you use, Lord God, to speak your word to the people, Lord Jesus. Bless us, Lord God, to have open minds, Lord God, open hearts, open ears, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open eyes, Lord Jesus, to see. Hallelujah. Hear, hallelujah, feel and receive your word today, Lord Jesus, and give us the common sense, Lord God, to put it into fruition in our lives, Lord God, that things will be well with us, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, let this word sink into somebody's heart and admonish them, Lord God, hallelujah. Those that might be in the valley of indecision today, Lord Jesus, they're not knowing which way to go, where they're going to turn to next, Lord God, hallelujah. Let this word hit them, Lord God, so that it would lead them, Lord God, to Calvary, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. These blessings we ask in your name, Lord God, and for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord again, saints. You know, God loves us because God is love, and there's no greater love than Jesus. And the angels, they don't understand this love because the Bible lets us know that they desired, hallelujah, to inquire about this thing, but they couldn't inquire because they couldn't understand. Hallelujah, glory to God. So they asked this most wonderful question, what is a man that thou art mindful, hallelujah, glory to God, of thee? They don't understand why God loves us so much. Thank you, Jesus. We're nothing but dust creatures, hallelujah. Something that God balled up, hallelujah, glory to God, and made and formed from the earth. He brew, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, into his nostrils, hallelujah, glory to God, and he became a living soul. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. See, what the angels don't understand, they were created a little bit higher than man. Thank you, Jesus. But see, God blew his own spirit into the nostrils of mankind, and they became a living soul. And God loves his creation so much that he was willing, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, to make everything right, thank you, Jesus, by making a payment, hallelujah, glory to God, that we couldn't pay, Lord God, on Calvary's wicked cross, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to be the propitiation for our sin. Thank you, Jesus. There was no sin found in him. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. He had done nothing wrong. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. The king even inquired, said, I find no fault in this man. Hallelujah. But the people were raving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They were raving. They wanted to see blood. They wanted to see, hallelujah, glory to God, somebody be strung up. Thank you, Jesus. They wanted to see somebody be nailed up. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. They wanted to be entertained. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. See, God knew about this moment from the beginning of time. Thank you, Jesus. Before he spoke the foundations of the world into existence. Thank you, Jesus. He had a plan of escape for mankind, and that plan was his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Which is God manifested in the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. See, there's no difference between God, hallelujah, glory to God, and his flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no difference between the spirit and the son. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I got to make it plain for some people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name today. That's why he can say without any, hallelujah, reservation, glory be to God, that I and my Father are one. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Because, see, Jesus is God and God is Jesus. And he loves us so much. Thank you, Jesus. And he was willing to lay everything on the line. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that we might have an opportunity to love him just like he loves us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Bless this wonderful name. If you don't have your Bible, please go get it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God, if you're listening on the radio, turn your radio up right now because God is going to give us some powerful word today in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to start here, hallelujah, in 1 John. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Chapter number 2, a very familiar passage and book for the saints of God, but hallelujah, so good every time we hear it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm going to start at verse number 5. Hallelujah. Due to the time here, I must move swiftly in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. But coming out to effectual praise, 3304 Rolling Ridge Avenue, Palmdale, California. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The anointing will be there. Thank you, Jesus. There'll be no time limit. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're just going to do what God says. We're going to lift him up and give him the glory and bask in his loving glow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It says here in verse 5, but whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Thank you, Jesus. See, God wants mankind to get his love perfected. So many people say, I love you, and I love this, and I love that, and I love this. But it's a fleshly thing. Glory be to God. It's not a spiritual thing. Thank you, Jesus. Mankind is full of arrows. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But they have no spiritual love. They don't have that agape love that God gave for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That sincere love that comes from the heart. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And anybody can look at somebody and be turned on, but what about having a true in-depth feeling from the heart, from deep on down on the inside? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What about mankind getting together and loving mankind just because they're one of God's creations? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. This is what God is talking about today. Hallelujah. Love that he gave for mankind. I've heard so much things about this LGBT community and how people are trying to come together with that in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? God is not with that. God is not for that in the name of Jesus. What do you mean, Pastor? Glory be to God. Yes, God loves them because God created them. He loves his creation, but he hates what they're doing in the name of Jesus. Don't get it twisted, people. Glory be to God. God will never receive that. He will never accept that because that's not what God created. Hallelujah. Mankind for. He preaches against that. He teaches against that. He gave his word from the beginning against that in the name of Jesus. But you're going to try and force feed God to love something that he hates in the name of Jesus. See, God is love, but you can never make him love something that he hates in the name of Jesus. Just had to make it plain. Glory be to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God wants you to know. He has me saying this often because the signs of the times are here. Glory be to God. We're in the last days. Thank you, Jesus. He wants to get you to get your love perfected in the name of Jesus Christ so that you can go back with him and reign with him and be with him forever in glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. See, if you want to be in him, there are, hallelujah, glory to God, it's criteria to be with God. Thank you, Jesus. You just can't be with God because you say you want to be with God in the name of Jesus. There are things that you must do, glory be to God, in order to be with him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is love, so you're going to have love just like God has love in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name today. God laid down his life for you, so you're going to have to lay down your life for him. Why? Because you love him. In the name of Jesus Christ. What do I mean about that? Thank you, Jesus. Do I mean you have to literally lay your life down for him? Glory be to God. Yes. And some people are going to say, what do you mean? Thank you, Jesus. Whatever turns you on, whatever you're doing, whatever excites you, glory be to God, that is not of God, give it up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's how you worship. That's how you get your love perfected. That's how you show your love to an almighty God. Everybody has their cross to bear in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God sacrificed for us. We're going to have to sacrifice for him. The problem with most people and a whole bunch of the people, why they won't come to Jesus Christ, because they don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to suffer. They don't want to give nothing up. Thank you, Jesus. They think they're going to miss out something in the world, but God said to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Glory be to God. That's how you get your love perfected today in the name of Jesus Christ. But somebody wants to hold on to their job. Somebody wants to hold on to their girlfriend. Somebody wants to hold on to their boyfriend. Somebody wants to hold on to their dope money. Somebody wants to hold on to their lying and cheating and stealing. Oh, hallelujah. How are you going to get your love perfected in that? Glory be to God. You do these things and you say, oh, Lord, please forgive me. Glory be to God. God is willing to forgive you 7 times 70 in a day in the name of Jesus Christ according to his word, because his mercy endureth forever. Glory be to God. Every day, brand new mercies. Glory be to God. Grace upon grace. That's the love that God has for mankind today in the name of Jesus. It surpasses all understanding. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it's the same message that God preached from the beginning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He told the disciples to come and follow me because he needed witnesses. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To take this thing a little further. Hallelujah. Called love in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because that's what God is all about. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody needs to know that Jesus saves right now. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know that Jesus wants to bless him, hallelujah, or her right now in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus is a right now God. You don't have to wait. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All you have to do is get your heart right. All you got to do is start loving God, hallelujah, and watch him love you back. It's impossible to outlove God, because how can you outlove love in the name of Jesus? Glory be to God. You make a step towards him, he's going to make a step towards you. You start showing him love, he's going to start showing you more love. In the name of Jesus, God is waiting to bless you. God is waiting to heal you. God is waiting to restore families. God is waiting to put this thing back in order. He's ready right now, but he's waiting on you to, hallelujah, to show your appreciation and to show your love through obedience in his word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, that the Lord Jesus Christ might bless you, hallelujah, with a double portion of his love right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. So if we continue, hallelujah, glory to God, in chapter 24, our toes have to move swiftly. Chapter 2, verse number 24. I have to move swiftly due to the time here. God wants us to remember these things and to do these things. Glory be to God. It says, let that therefore abide in you. Glory be to God. That means it's continually in you. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall what? Continually be in my mouth. That means it's without ceasing. Glory be to God. It's always there. I don't have to, hallelujah, glory to God, conjure it up. I don't have to, glory be to God, get pumped up, but it's always there. It's A-U-T-O-matic. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, it's comely for the saints of God to praise God. It's unusual when you see saints of God not praising. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They say, I'm a Jesus Christ fanatic. I am. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. They say I'm a praiseaholic. I am. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. They say all you want to do is give God the glory. You're right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he deserves all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, because it was him, not me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God that paid the price for me. It was him, not me. Hallelujah. Glory to God that paid the price for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It was him, not me. Thank you, Jesus, who's able to say, thank you, Jesus, no matter how much I love you, no matter how much, glory to God, I want to give you the Spirit. I can't give it to you. Glory be to God. God has to give it to you. Glory be to God. And the only way God is going to give it to you, you're going to have to meet the condition of love in your heart in the name of Jesus through obedience in his word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To believing, hallelujah, glory to God, that he is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To obeying his word. Thank you, Jesus. To repenting of your sins. To being baptized by immersion in water in his illustrious name for the remission of your sins. Then God will give you the gift of the Holy Ghost when you meet that condition. And guess what? When you repent and show God your, hallelujah, your love that you have for him, and that you're truly sorry for what you've done, hallelujah, in this fleshly body. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost comes in just like that in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Some people get it, hallelujah, when they're getting up out of their seat. Some people get it at the altar. Some people get it when they're going down in the water. Some people get it when they come out of the water. Thank you, Jesus. Some people have to tarry, hallelujah, glory to God, and wait for it, hallelujah, glory be to God, because God is getting them ready. They have not met the condition yet. In the name of Jesus. But every time, hallelujah, God, you tarry, you get stronger and stronger, and God is putting more and more love in your heart, and he's breaking up more and more of the foul ground that's in you. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. So he has to get this worldly mess up out of you so that his heavenly love can come on the inside. In the name of Jesus, that's going to allow you to bless your mother and father. That's going to allow you to love your sister and brother. That's going to allow you to love your neighbor. Hallelujah, glory be to God. That's going to love you, allow you to love your enemy. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. That's a hard one, ain't it? Thank you, Jesus. But see, God is going to allow you to love your enemy. Thank you, Jesus. You're not going to love what they're doing, but you're going to have a love for them because they're God's creation. In the name of Jesus, you're going to pray for them. Glory be to God when they despitefully use you. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. I said we have to get to 24 in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You see why you need to come out to Bible class on Friday. In the name of Jesus. You see why you need to come on out to service today. In the name of Jesus. It'll start at 10:30. In the name of Jesus, so God can, hallelujah, glory to God, elaborate on these things, hallelujah, without time restrictions. Glory be to God. But watch what he says here. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 24 says this on this wise. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. Glory be to God. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. That's what all this suffering's about. That's what all this thing is all about. Glory be to God. Because in the final analysis of things, the only thing that's going to matter is, are you saved? Thank you, Jesus. Did you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Did you meet the conditions, hallelujah, that are required for salvation during this dispensation called grace? Did you show God, hallelujah, and the people of God, hallelujah, glory be to God, and mankind love, glory be to God, that he showed upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Say, God wants you to have things eternal. It's like he's eternal. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He doesn't spend much time with carnal things because God deals with forever and ever and glory to glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Bless this wonderful day. I keep telling you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, because there's always somebody that's going to try and change your mind. There's always some spirit that's going to try and get you caught up when you're trying to love God. Thank you, Jesus. When you make up your mind that you want to start doing right, here comes the devil. Why? Because, hallelujah, where good is, evil is also present. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, because the devil ain't going to let you rest. The devil ain't going to let you get away because you say you want to be with Jesus. Glory be to God. He wants to keep you from getting there. But with the love of God, can't nobody stop you. There are enough demons, hallelujah, in hell to stop you. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. But you have to make up your mind that you want to be a bona fide witness for Christ. You have to make up your mind that you're ready to show love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And receive the love that God has for you. Glory be to God. Watch what happens here. But the anointing which ye have received of him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't get the anointing without the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Gotta make that plain. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing comes through the Holy Ghost because the anointing is the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. And it's not without the Spirit of God, there is no anointing. Glory be to God, because God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. So as you can see, it's impossible to show love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The love of God without the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on out to Bible class, and I'll explain it all to you further in the name of Jesus Christ. The saints understand it perfectly. Glory be to God. But there's somebody out there, hallelujah, that's listening. Hallelujah. That's inquisitive. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's intrigued right now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Come on out. I keep telling you. In the name of Jesus. So yeah, hallelujah, God can show you, hallelujah, glory to God, the things that are right in the sight of an almighty Savior. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. You see, the Holy Ghost teaches you. Thank you, Jesus. So when you have the Holy Ghost, you have the love of God, and it teaches you how to love. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. God wants you to abide in the things that he's taught you. Glory to God about himself. Mark the perfect man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What did God do? He came, hallelujah, serving. He came, hallelujah, glory to God, sacrificing. He came showing love. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He came manifesting, hallelujah, glory to God, his glory through his love in the name of Jesus. This is what the Israelites can't understand, seem to understand or get. Thank you, Jesus. Because God said all day long, he held out his arms to a hard-headed, stiff-necked people, but they won't receive it because, hallelujah, he didn't come the way that they thought he was going to come. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God, but he was showing mercy and grace and love even then unto them, hallelujah, and unto the Gentiles. They got all puffed up because he wanted, hallelujah, glory to God, to show love unto all mankind. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They were his chosen people. Thank you, Jesus. They were the one, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, that the love was coming through, hallelujah, firstly, but since they didn't want to receive him, but since they didn't want to obey him, but since they didn't want to return his love, hallelujah, he decided he was going to let the Gentiles in. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he did. I'm so glad that he did. Aren't you glad that he did? Because if you're not an Israelite, you'd never be able to receive this love. But since God loves us so much, hallelujah, and he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And he wants you to abide in him. Watch this here in 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Because if you're born of God, you love God and you love all of his creations. God bless you. God bless you. He loves you. And may the love of God keep you in Jesus' name.